to me, and all I can see is your five brown frame. How long have you been around? Pops, when did you meet this big town? Say, I want to scream out. I never seen such a fine brown frame. Now all that I have is a broken down chair. But I would gladly make a king of my throne. Say, don't be a square. Why don't you come over here? Together we would really be gone. You've got a five brown frame. Say, Pops, won't you tell me your name? Say, you look good to me. All I can see is your fine brown frame. Now, Robert Taylor, Robert Young, Nietzsche, or Gable, they may be fine as melting sable, but you look good to me. Say, can't you see? You've got a fine brown frame. There you go, Daddy-o. That's a yank.
That's good.
No more? I'd like to stay up, but I simply gotta get some shy. Say, Pop, I can't afford to miss this dream. A dream date I'll be keeping. Can't afford to sleep in. Can't afford to miss this dream. Last night the preacher was there. Choir sang. The hair was filled with charm. What I mistook for church bells was a blinkety black alarm. Tonight, if I keep that song, I know I was successful. You know I'm not as crazy as I seem, Pops. Dream makes lots of millions for you.
I'd like to stay up, but I simply gotta get some shut-eye. I can't afford to miss this dream. I really need the sleeping, 'cause a dream date I'll be keeping. I can't afford to miss this dream. Last night the preacher was there, the choir sang, the air was filled with charm. And what I mistook for church bells was a blankety blank alarm. Well, tonight if I sleep as well, you'll know I was successful. I'm really not as crazy as I seem. La da da da. I just can't afford to miss this dream. And please do it. I can't afford to miss this dream. I'm decorating. I can't afford to miss this dream.
One day while I was walking down the street.
No more lessons.
Any more?
Still going?
Is there any more?
Can I sing?
Baby. But don't.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in the mood for love. Simply because you're near me. You're funny, but when you are near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your little eyes, bright as the stars were under. Oh, is there any wonder I'm in the mood, mother? Don't stop to think of weather. Each little dream might fade. We'll put our hearts together. For now we are one. I'm not afraid. And if there's a crowd above, and if it should rain, please let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love. Why start to think of weather? This little dream I'd say. We'll pull our hearts together.
I gotta get some jet out.
You don't have
just
to
smile at me, Pop. Come on, smile at me.
Don't knock at my door.
Just yeah. Smile at Randy.
Just smile at y'all.
And baby makes me.
Baby who?
Heaven is mine.
No, you sing.
Oh, Frankie.
Mine. Sing. Heaven. Just a smiling face, a fireplace.
Your cozy room.
A little nest, a nest of
well.
And the evening is night. Evening is night.
Yeah, you telling a lie.
All hurry to mine.
Blue, blue, de, blue, de, blue, de, blue, de, heaven.
What did God say?
You turn your face, fireplace, room for me. And when you
are
loveless,
you dig that?
That's it.
Are you kidding?
With roses bloom, with a will call.
And Molly and you.
And Molly and me.
And baby makes three.
And baby makes three.
Oh,
how happy we'll be.
Blue heaven.
Blue heaven.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is my first time in New York.
I'm sorry.
And it's wonderful.
I'm so sorry.
I was walking along the curb the other day and seen two little kids playing on the curb. You know, I'm a tourist. I walked up to the address. I said, is this 264? The kid said, yes, this is 264. I walked up and pushed the doorbell. The beautiful lady came to the door. I said, she said, what you want? I said, you know what I want. Have any money? Got to have a dollar. She said, come in. I went in. About 15 or 20 minutes later, a gentleman walked up and said, is this 264? The two little kids looked up and said, yes, it's 264. walks to the door. Lady pushes the doorbell. She said, yes, what do you want? He said, you know what I want. She said, you haven't any. You know, it's a funny thing about people. I was in an auction sale the other day in New York, my first time. Walks up and the man was in auction. Some guy walks in and orders an antique clock. He loved it. His wife wanted it, and he'd been wanting to do it for years. So he told the guy. The guy said, I want that. He said, yes. He said, well, we don't deliver on Saturdays. He said, well, I only deliver blocks. Can I take it? He said, yes. So he puts this big antique clock on his back, walking down the street with an antique clock. Naturally, I'm curious of a man with a big clock on his back. So he gets in the middle of the block, and somebody throws a drunk out of the saloon. The drunk bumps into the gentleman. He knocks the clock down, falls in hundreds of pieces, and he gets up. He's very disgusted. You know, that's his life onion. So he looks at the clock. He said, listen, why don't you look while you're going? The drunk looks up at him and says, why don't you carry your watch on your wrist like everybody else? You know, them things happen. This is Louis Armstrong's residence, which is in Corona, New York. This is 1953. Believe me, Mr. Armstrong is wonderful, a wonderful horse. They are wonderful. You may see these people in the headlines and magazines and different places, but you never have met the Armstrongs until you meet them personally. Believe me, this is Prince Gary, direct from Honolulu. And knowing the Armstrongs, they're wonderful people. And believe me, keep your eyes open to meet the two, Mr. Louis Satchmo Armstrong and Mrs. Lucille Armstrong. As I will say, they are wonderful. They're wonderful people. Pops is wonderful. And I love the both of them. You know, it's a time in every man's life when you should speak of facts, and I'm speaking of facts. This is Gary. May not know me now, but someday you will. Because I'm a type of person that likes the best of everything in life. I don't intend to try to entice you to meet this person, Gary, but I'm sincere, and I'm in Pop's house, which is lovely, and I'm here with all sincerity. I love Pops. He is the greatest. There's nobody to even touch him. You understand? You don't touch him. You meet Louis Armstrong on radio and TV and along the way, which King Cole recorded, you know, along the way. But until you meet this person personally, you don't understand him. He's nice. He's Tops. And I'm hoping someday, for all sincerity, to be in the organization that I'm often with. Pops and I is Tops. You know, it's a funny thing in life, as you go along the streets, you meet people. The other day, I went to a place. He featured this mirage with me because it's very difficult. It seems to me that this gentleman bought a car. And in this car, when he pushed it, was a beautiful blonde. So he walks up and the man says, I said, I bought this car. What's this passenger done in here? He said, well, she goes with the car. So naturally, I'm curious. I take the car. And I was driving down the lane. And I told her, I said, I'd like to have a beautiful kiss. She said, okay. Thank you. We drove off the Lover's Lane. I said, you know, baby, I said, it's no use me kidding myself. You know what I have in mind and what I'm going to do. She said, what do you want to do? I said, why should I tell you? She said, listen, baby, you got that when you bought the car. Understand? I said, thank you. It's lovely for people. This is 1953, which is... Pops just came back from a successful tour of Europe. I was in Honolulu with him. We were together. Pops, I love. It's no use to me kidding myself. I'm strictly, as far as my ticket's concerned, it's Tops. So I was in Montreal, he was in Boston. I was in Hollywood, he was in Canada. But tonight we are here together. Not saying who I am, no use to telling you who I am. We're having a wonderful time. Pops is putting up pictures like mad. This little old Snoop room here, it's real kind of fun. He likes to look at these things that have happened. That's his life. You know he's the greatest. He's greater now than he ever was. You know that. And he loves to look at these things. It's his life. Why shouldn't he love it? So, you understand? It's Tops. So I'm going to let Pops say something to you, and we are alone now. We only have a couple of us up here, and we're knocking ourselves out. This beautiful room, he's putting the numbers on these reels, and we know everything.
Did they have less than those fellas? Did they have less?
Well, suppose they have diplomas and all that shit. But I mean, there was nowhere.
That's right.
Report? That medicine up to you and me. That's terrific.
You were great,
though,
boy.
Well, they do. Brought it up, didn't they?
Wow. Okay. I feel I tasted.
That's all. Nothing but a compliment. But I mean, I know they're going to bring it up.
Huh? I thought you.
You know what everybody said when I came down? He said, Slim said, I said, when you went down and Bob, everybody knows you and Bob Brent. When you come and say, but the thing you did, you showed that I want to see him.
Sit
down there by yourself, man.
But I'll say something.
You know, when you say that,
yeah.
He does that.
Oh, this is Turning Club. Lillian Friedlander. Hello, Gary.
This is Gary.
What do you want?
1953.
It sure is. Happy New Year.
We're in Pop's house. We're having a wonderful time.
We sure are.
You know, it's a pleasure to be here. Because he is nice people and being one of the family as I am, and we've had a wonderful time. And you have a wonderful talent. Why don't you follow up things that you should do?
Well, I do follow up things that I should do. I just keep writing, and now Pops promised to record for me. He's going to do I Can't Afford to Miss This Dream.
If he promised something, he made it.
Oh, he will. Well, he may. Don't be so pessimistic.
I know that your patience is not thinking of stopping.
No, never.
Because he is Pops, and if you say something, he mean it.
We'll go see how Honey is. Honey's having a wonderful time. Paul's having a wonderful time.
Oh, is he? Is he? Harry, is he eating well?
Eating well?
Yes.
Yes, certainly. I'm a very good cook.
Well, that's wonderful. He looked like he's underweight.
Underweight? Did you ever look in a mirror?
you don't say that he weighed and that he's overweight.
He isn't overweight. He's as solid as a rock.
Oh, he looks like it. He looks like he can move around.
This is very silly talk. You know that?
It is, but it's
so. You want to sing?
It is.
So sing. You want to hear a good song?
Sing a good song, please.
Sing what again?
I can't afford to miss.
You really like it that much?
I love you.
Okay. The way I sing it, I don't know how you could take it.
Sing the song,
I'd like to stay up, but I simply gotta get some shut eye. I can't afford to miss this dream. I really need the sleeping, 'cause a dream date I'll be keeping. I can't afford to miss this dream. Last night the preacher was there, the choir sang. The air was filled with charm, and what I mistook for church bells was a blinkety blank alum. Well, tonight, if I sleep restful, you'll know I was successful. I'm really not as crazy as I seem. I just can't afford to miss this dream. And you won't let me, will you, Pops?
No,
I can't afford to miss this dream. Thank you very much. And you want to hear my, Paul, you want to hear Paul's favorite song that nobody will ever hear? It's just a simple melody that means so very much to me. No symphony or rhapsody, just a song that's part of my heart. It's never played on radio or ever sung in any show. I sing it 'cause I love it so. Just a song that's part of my heart. When I'm lonely and sad and the blues have got me and I feel bad, I turn to my favorite pal. My song is my best builder-upper for morale. To publishers, it is a flop, and I know it won't reach the top. I'll sing it though, I'll never stop. Just a song that's part of my heart. You like that?
Yeah.
You do?
That
this always good. Makes me cry.
But you know, you get Bonjour to the first one every time.
No.
Oh, well, no, that's the song that's just written whenever I'm down in the dumps.
Long time ago, million years BC, the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated a sky that was always blue. And no one congratulated a moon that was always new. Though it was planned that you would vanish now and then, so you must pay before it comes back again. That's what storms were made for. And you shouldn't be afraid for every time it rains, it rains. Then it's from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains? Then it's from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. You must have showers, so when you
There'll be pennies from heaven for you. Slim Thompson speaking.
You don't know whether she had supper. That's awful out there. Perhaps I just thought you were going to say, don't run up under a tree. I just kidding.
I was thinking of something like, baby, you know, you and I know about that song. That's why you said that something. They made that something, you and I.
And it's
you made it with him. Yeah. You made it with him.
But I mean, you know, no,
that's why you say, but I think I was
remember, you raised, yeah, it raised my life.
Oh, shit.
And I had you to do Bing Crosby's part, who was Mr.
Not
Poole.
Sure
what right, that is the name?
No, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was the pool, and my name was Henry in the pool.
Oh, Henry.
And every time you go to call, Henry says, look at Henry, you move. But the next day I'd go on that set, I had all that shit in my head, man. You know, like that Russian, you're talking about the memory that sent him over here from Russia, you know, to see how much he could memorize. Velma Middleton tells this, saying in a week's time, they sent the head man to see what he'd accomplished.
Yeah.
He said, look, well, good. Man, he said, bottle. So the head man said, gee, that's wonderful. How can you memorize all that in a week? He said, he keep it right up here in me us. Talking about his head.
Yeah. In me ass. Head mixed up in his ass.
Yeah. Me us.
You know, first picture. Was that the first picture?
Yeah, well,
The first big picture, anyway.
Well, yeah, first level. Just mentioned Pennies from Heaven, I mean...
See, I'm in, we're in California together. I'm making...
you just finished Petrified for
it. I just finished, and I'm going into Green Pastures, you know.
Yeah.
If you and I get up a room, there's somebody give me a line. I give them a line. But we had a bitch on the Fats Waller, we up in... You know, in Fats Waller's room, mostly. You know that sweetie had a thing, you remember?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice.
So Fats said, you suffer, you go here. Oh, that's
a... Have good old days, though, Slim.
But... See, I'm into the city. We do our own rehearsal in our own way. The little vile language that we use, that's out. You know that didn't go, but we said that way. I said to him, he said to me to get him in the mood.
Oh, yeah.
But we that was omitted, you know, during the night. And Pop, how about that?
I
fed you, didn't I?
When I get on set that day, I had all that stuff.
Okay, let's see.
Fed him,
Like that. Somebody, they ain't
had no drink,
and they got us, yeah, we're meeting. Y'all don't know about no drink.
We're not eating meetings.
Yeah, we
gonna
eat. Excuse me.
Huh?
Well, I'm downstairs to keep down. Oh, man, this is... I'm all right. I ain't gonna tell these people to leave. Are you kidding? Oh, you kidding? I ain't seen my guests. Run this shack, man. Well, maybe they can take home. That my car is gone. That 17.
No, I don't want no car.
Ain't got no battery or nothing.
Cab
cost you $5.
I came on the cab No, what am I talking about?
But I mean, it don't make sense. I mean,
I got on the wrong.
Suppose I don't want to eat. They're going to make me eat it.
Suppose
I'm hungry.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Food ain't all that's in life.
What kind of a customer?
How you doing there?
Okay, I mean, get the glasses. You know
what I mean?
Not sure. Where's the glasses? He's got the bar.
Look, I'm just sick. I can't leave right now.
You know? Sick? Serving meals, serving dining.
Is she sick?
She doesn't know when to
She's young, and you can't leave that people like that.
She's always right.
She's coming. She said, drink too much.
Everybody in the world do that.
Oh, you're having a good time. Come in anyway. Come on, play
nice
with the It's all in fun.
Isn't that love it, you know?
She said she's with friends. I mean, if you can't get drunk around your friends, she didn't need That's what I mean.
Well,
I mean, if you can't get drunk around people.
Bob Hope is on television.
Yeah.
Bob is on television now, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to?
Well, no, I've got
to. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Them good ham down there.
As soon as they.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
But I mean, I just don't have to be hungry. I've been eating all day.
No, there you have it.
But I mean, the girl's sick. You enjoy yourself, man. Yeah.
You like me? I'm
not. Fuck it. Well, I mean, fuck it. I don't want it. No, no, I wouldn't eat corn. I don't eat behind a corner shell. I choke up.
No,
she couldn't feed me in no sense.
You know, all that tape is being wasted, isn't it?
No tape here being wasted, baby. We're just talking about old times, me and Slim, you know?
Yeah.
No, it ain't wasted. Don't worry about that tape. No.
It's about picture days.
You got a hobby, nothing wasted.
When you want a picture.
Yeah, give me a drink.
What do you want?
Scotch. He'd
like
to be served too.
Well, yeah. I don't
want
you.
Is
that right, Pop? I'm
huh?
I play my job.
Yeah, you want some service now yourself, eh?
He's going to get it too.
I don't blame you.
Okay, Daddy.
Oh, boy, this is some contraption.
You got no vice, sir. You need some rest.
You and Velma, Daddy. Like you and me. See, she's a Slim, and you can't talk to them Slim, then, man.
No, I'm just a shit.
See,
that's
a good man, so you can get to him, Daddy. Nobody says shit. You know, well, that's just her attitude, you know.
It's
just the wrong attitude, you know.
She could be kidding.
Oh, yeah. She's kidding in a way. Oh, yeah. Oh, stomach. What? That's my 100% bitch. But what she means, she's kidding. Now, you want to say something about, you got some pudding to say to me?
Shit, you going to say?
Say, Slim going to be in there. You say, but she got the wrong idea. Some person like you have.
Oh, shit.
But she know how close you and I. Everybody do, boy. Everybody. You don't know that you and I are the only two that's left in June.
Oh, darling.
You know, because Lou Moore and I'm around Lou Moore in June. We're the only two summers that's left.
Hey?
You know?
You're telling me, all these restless cats.
No, I don't mean your friend. I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm the
over
there.
Yeah. The shit that said, and boy, everybody said, boy, everybody asked me about you. You know, everybody said, yeah. Pop, then where's Pop? Where's it? Ask me. First thing. I said, well, so. Sometime I said, oh, just now. So I used to write a lot, not too much. If I to write, that's where I'll write to them. If I don't write and got something comes, if I ain't got a whole lot of new bags to say in there, something, you know,
You don't have to be gay. You know, you can talk about situations.
Oh, yeah, and what's happening.
Things that struck you at the Braddock. Who struck you?
No. Look, something you don't know you dug something, you know. That's small shit.
I got it.
You got it? I see it. Got it, too. Well, that's good, too, you know, just little minor things, you know, minor incidents.
Like the old saying, give the boy a big hand, right, and about four people hit that sentence right across his mouth. Mm-hmm. Bam! Mm-hmm. And then the cat told the band leader how he wanted his music, said, not too slow, not too fast, just half-assed. And I'm going to go crazy.
I
yeah.
You know my man and your bad boy? Cool now, boy. Cool now.
Yeah, cool now, boy.
You see, they all get the
funny thing. You know what I try to do? You know him here.
You know what I try to do? Yeah, you know what I try to do? I try to split up shit with Cool and Velma. You know, because they're friends of mine, but, you know, it's just one of the things to say,
Well, you know, it's funny how people like men, the most, especially the cats that been around the olden days, you know, the cats say, goddamn, say, more men hang around you than women, you know. And a lot of women come up and say, my husband, goddamn, damn, love strong with him.
Said, can't get away.
You know, I said, well, I've been out with some chick.
The chick said, he been out with some. I've been with Pop.
Right. They don't realize that. I mean, cats get together. Look, up in Boston last week. We didn't run nobody but the Jones brothers.
The Bell was a bitch. Slim and that's the shit you don't get talking. Slim and that. But it's a throwaway, you know.
Yeah, and then we fool around now. We go to that place every goddamn day, man. Eating, you know, eating at the, what's that stuff?
You know one thing, Pop, about me, I've been reminiscing.
43, and what the hell I put 49 on that for?
Well, how does real three correspond to 49? What should you have in the place of 49?
Place of nothing, it's all fixed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Real 49, I just finished it.
Yeah.
See? Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
I think I'm the instigator, that's because we're talking.
Well, I mean, it's all right, you don't waste nothing. Still don't waste nothing in the hobby. I got so damn many numbers there, you know? So I got from 1 up to 100, and I got 100, 200, 300, 400, they go on up like that.
Yeah.
So whatever number you can make it, you know, make it yourself.
Look, do you know I need one of these machines if I had a machine? Why I had lived so much shit?
I think everybody should have a tape
recorder. That's right, everybody. No, not only professional people, everybody.
Because it's the newest style in a diary.
It is so great. It keeps you from thinking.
Yeah, and you know how to be
writing. When you can ease your mind, Louis, it's a bitch. When you can ease your mind. When somebody's got to keep a lot of shit, look.
And you can record.
Why comedians and writers have to have writers? Because they can't remember, but you don't need no fucking when you remember. You got shit yourself. So
And you can hear something, you want to put it on, you don't want to lose
it. That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Great, man. That's why, and I don't throw in nothing mistakes.
Then you know what you might say about Mr. Slim Thumb? Never did anything too big. He's spotty, he does this. But I know one thing you say about me. Like old Nettie, you know, Nettie came up there. You know what Nettie said, you know, and he's right. He know me, and you
Nettie?
Know me. I don't
who's
care
Nettie?
About Nettie said, Slim's a funny man.
Who's Slim? Who's Nettie?
Talking about Nettie. You know old Nettie, the piano player in Atlantic City? Nettie, he was up in the room, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he talking? He said, there's so much to give away, so much to tell. Now, he knows, and you know. I don't give away. Tell officer just give us something, but I said things in prisoners.
Well, the same. You can have a conversation with people and get food for thoughts.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, all your conversations nowadays is nothing but the essence of eating cunt.
That's all. Yeah.
And people don't say it, but you don't believe it.
Yeah.
Say something. Say, for instance, there's a. Something cost 69 cents. Many motherfuckers' minds clicked, but still nobody said nothing.
69, nobody said nothing.
About 69, well, that kind of thing. But still, in all the, you ain't supposed to know whether the service does or not. So different. What difference it makes? It's just business. But that's the your modern way of phrasing your conversation and thoughts.
Somebody's walking in the bar and said, you mean the biggest fucking thing you got to be in the bar? You shoot the 69 rings to the atmosphere. But the youngsters don't, you know they don't know too much about 69?
They don't
know about that suck out and be sucked out. They don't know.
Well, who knows about it, old folks?
Well,
maybe it's playing out. Maybe it ain't as good as
it's not exploited too much, you know?
Is it supposed to be a different age to make up enjoy it?
Well,
I don't know, Slim. I'm going to make myself clear now.
It is a different age.
It's like the two guys down there, Milton Berle and all the guys putting in the seat and stuff. It's that freak thumb, you know, that's what he's supposed to be sucking his thumb. And when he got up the street and said, man, you should have your thumb. He said, well, you know, Milton Berle, all them hip motherfuckers. It has crowded me so, and they was watching me so close, man. I had to slip you the real thing.
Get away from me, I know Milton Berle.
Yeah, you know, all them old, they passed that, you know, like, you got a thumb, look like a dick, see? Mm-hmm. And this boy's supposed to be sucking it. And that person said, you should have your thumb. See, I couldn't get away, man. It was me too close.
Bing Crosby came in as a surprise.
Wow! Huh?
Now here's the television.
Who, Bing Crosby?
Yeah, on Bob's show.
Give that blue my regards. Yeah. Shove it my regards, Daddy. That's my boy there.
That's great,
man. Gives it? He treated us so swell in his hometown, man. You know?
Your man loves you. He doesn't like you, man. Bing loves you.
Yeah, that's my boy.
He hasn't done too much for Negro.
Well, he did as much as he could.
He did as much as he could.
You know, sometimes it's no opening for them. Oh, they're a spade shovel.
See, nigga, little hippos. Boy, you got to raise that hand and when you stick with somebody here.
Well, I mean,
you know. Be nice to Negroes to you, okay?
Well,
I hope he is your friend. You know?
All the men, I like everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, shit.
But it's not going to happen.
I mean,
don't do shit.
Ain't nobody going to help you. Like I said, you got to help the poor, but not the poor lazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is my first hobby. That's right. So without being seen, how you know where that shit goes? Yeah, you know where that number is. They done pull back two. You pull back two, that's so you know where that is.
Can we have a playback on the way?
Yeah, baby, I've got some. Son's out. Yeah, all right.
I wish we could help you. You look so busy.
We
just
sit
here
gabbing. Yeah, that's all right.
Can we help?
No, you couldn't help me there.
Hey, Pop.
Huh?
Well, you said to my friend,
I'm
through.
I'm
just
sitting
there. Is somebody take me back in?
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, which way y'all going, Papa? Y'all going to
the...
You're going to New York way?
Well, I live in the Bronx.
Yeah,
I live on 163rd in Brock.
Ah, oh, neighbor.
What
the hell? Look at
what
we're talking
about.
Where do you live?
Well, we live in Missoula, but honey lives on Fox.
In what direction? I do not Fox.
The same
direction.
Will
drop you
off right here.
Will you do that?
I sure will.
Oh, I appreciate it. Hey, Pop, it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, that's my
wrong side. That's a coincidence.
I live on 100. You know where Westchester Avenue Station is?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, towards Southern Boulevard. I lived there, practically all my life since I moved from Harlem to
Harlem.
Union Avenue was like...
See, Red Allen lived up somewhere on it.
You see, Lou, it pays to treat everybody right. You don't know nobody. You don't know who.
At least if we lived
you
in Brooklyn.
Now, that is absolutely a coincidence.
If we lived in Brooklyn, you had to go to the Bronx.
No, I'm not speaking of that.
That's
but here's a coincidence.
But you're going that way.
You live in the Bronx, and I live
that
way.
That makes it nice. You're going this way.
The Bronx is
here
when you leave.
Gunhill,
I know all about Gunhill. You live where? From
163rd. Something's never go down, you know? That's one thing I can do without more than anybody in the world.
How many sets do you have? How many
tape
recording do you have about?
100? No, I had about almost 300.
This is the secretary.
What are they? Are they some of your concerts?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Is it something from home to
home?
Did you play?
Well, I had concerts and
all that. When you make a concert now, I mean in Stockholm or in Copenhagen or Frankfurt, do you have the tape recorder put into the circle there?
Sometimes, I got problems with that. I can't find it number one.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, there was different ones, you know, different.
Oh, yeah. You collect them though.
Yeah.
They are, how long are they most? How long is that one? An hour? No?
2 hours.
2 hours, huh?
Yeah.
Then you have the whole thing.
Maybe
it's
a damn fine library.
I got home records and different things, and I don't like to stop and do something.
Oh, it's a damn good library.
Oh, you telling me?
It's a new library. I never heard about it.
If I ever start writing a whole lot of stuff, like the True Magazine, I wrote a story about Storyville, and I wrote it in 45 minutes, and they put it out 2 years straight. And then 30 year, they put it in pocket books, little pocket size. No, this ain't it.
No, this
that's Boston. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to Joe Bushkin, the one I had.
Did it, huh?
He was here, you know, the other night.
How's your book going?
I couldn't go.
Did you write any on your book in Germany? No.
No, I told him, forget about it.
Yeah, we do that.
Hey, I told him, forget it.
This is quite a show.
No,
what is this now? Is this your song?
No, that's the
index.
For what?
This little girl right here. Rani Phileas.
Yeah,
you
she
meet
does
her?
The typing.
She never mm-hmm.
I guess it's
yeah.
And she wanted to
imagine that's what it means.
Is that the index now of all the
small, small reels?
No.
Yeah, you may have that typing there in the model.
Say, have you seen him now in his... Was he good?
I see the
is he good?
All right. As far as you're concerned, the day goes, then the month, and then the year. That's the 14th day of 12 months. That's probably the first one.
See,
no,
the right?
What's that? What?
Is
it
she went down to some stencil place where they have all this kind of letters.
Is that all everything you have here now?
That's everything I have in the small reels, not in the flesh.
You got to make the book over here.
You really travel.
Radio does not work. Oh, you have pipes too.
It ain't nothing but work.
You're taking from the radio, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Pipes from the radio. Oh, yeah, you're taking up many things from the radio.
Yeah,
radio. What's your life and so on, huh?
Yeah, wonderful.
Remember, Margaret's room, huh?
Yeah.
It's that one, huh?
Whole hour of dramatic acting with...
Santa Claus?
Who was she with? James Stewart, sure.
Jack Benny, he's a James Stewart show?
No, Margaret Stewart. Remember the time she was on with James Stewart and doing the jackpot?
Yeah,
on the radio and Harry James and all the show. Sure, man.
Is that Bing Crosby the show from
1950?
Is that so? Are you lucky, man?
Yeah.
But Bob is pretty good too, man.
Yeah, Bob's all right. Bob's a great man.
Yeah,
showman. But I don't know, we're a little more closer to being,
you are, man.
All the stars.
You are, man. How's that, though?
Well, I mean,
that's all. I mean, Bob doesn't just seem regular and natural at all.
Yeah, wonderful. It's not poison and all that.
Yeah.
They call it people after me.
No, I didn't know that, Louis.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a thought way around,
I've
been traveling a long time. All
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to the funeral?
Oh, that's true,
yeah.
They were all getting flowers, getting wreaths, so I walked over. And Julia was sitting there. She said, the little old man, you wheel. So I looked at that pillow and
she where did she go? I wonder how did her.
We passed that by.
Yeah.
And
Carnell
Bible.
Well, I heard they had a Swedish book here.
What
the
hell is
that?
Where you got that from?
Well, you know, this is the League of Nations.
This man,
Lundqvist.
In the autograph of money. I think he did.
Yeah, but well, he must have done that, though.
Yeah, he has done it, David.
Where did you meet him?
A hard one to do.
Yeah, he told me, say, somebody will come along and translate it.
Can't you call me?
Daya, Erik Lundqvist.
I got a whole lot of German books and a book of every nationality.
Just before.
You know?
If you want to call the sister,
that's great.
Don't call the sister, please. It's a jalopy.
Where's
she?
Sir,
she's lying down.
Yeah, let her.
Yeah,
yes.
Don't bother.
Let her get. You know,
that'll get it when she wake up herself.
Look here, Bob, you don't know how to wake up. Well, see, I'm the only one to touch him.
I'm
you
know how
you there, boy. I said, I you weren't everybody. God made it. And everybody went.
That's possible.
I've been in church, man.
I didn't plan it.
I told me to go clear. So nobody know you there, though. They really just missed it.
Come on,
everybody looked at me. And when you came down there and said, boy, that knocked her out. neat and ugly out, boy.
Oh, I wasn't missing for the world. And I struggle and somebody's getting it. You know, I don't drive much,
Sam. They're bringing the casket down for the family. You know, you saw him when you came down there, sit down at the front seat. Nobody there but you, and you sat there.
Yeah, well, I don't drive much, you know.
I know you got lost. Well, I'm not talking about that so much. So, look, they bring the castle down for the family, so they do the castle and they brought it back up. And you came down there sitting alone. So, Count Basie and them all went up. I tried to tell them, I said, man, you gotta take the flowers out, but they couldn't say nothing, you know. So, Count and them walked up front. That's why they were standing in the back. They were supposed to take all those wreaths out. We brought them in, about 20 of us, you know. But it was impromptu. Nobody knew what. Nobody told them. Yeah. You're supposed to take them out. You brought them in. You're supposed to take them out. Nobody told them that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I want to
so
be
look,
involved,
and when you came down there, boy, when you sat down there, boy, you was all alone. You sat there, boy, and look, you looked right at that casket.
Yeah.
And knocked everybody out. And
that's
all. That's
just my man. He did have me to come for the first time.
Yeah.
In the big band era, you know.
We're not going about.
Well, I mean, no, we appreciate. No, we got to appreciate. Buster Bill and
that's
I
right.
went in together.
That's the bus, that's right.
Yeah, so.
The bus probably.
And I always remember the kicks with the bands, you know, with Cuba and Kaiser.
That's
also,
right, Cuba. Cuba.
There's a whole lot that you don't forget
Cuba.
There, man. In a way, the world for you to miss.
That's right.
Talking about the days of Fletch Innocence, you know?
Fletch Innocence. We're talking about Fletch Innocence.
Last
week.
He died last week.
It was just a little coincidence that happened, probably couldn't make you picture it. But everyone, the funeral was over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the
church.
Yeah. I mean, the sermon and everything was over. So everybody had left, and the body. You know how to roll it down the aisle. I don't know whether you were very familiar with the Protestant, the Protestant service.
Mm-hmm.
So after everybody views the body,
then
they roll it right down the aisle where the family can view the body. You know, so everybody was out, and they viewed the body and came back. So Louis was back then. Louis came down and sat on the front seat, which was unoccupied. Nobody. But he.
They get ready to cover him up anyway, and I hadn't seen him.
So he hadn't seen him. He didn't view the body. So he sat there, and when they roll the body back, Louis' eyes cat with the body, you know, like they're rolling the body. Now look, they're rolling it down, so his eyes cat with the body.
Well, you like to make
so
me laugh,
though. I came.
His cat come
I was sitting
I
there.
I had the flowers.
So I came over. So I said,
flowers,
hey, Pop, he was all alone. So I said, hey, Pop, so everybody was looking at Louis. I said, hey, so I whispered to him, I said, take one of these out. So he didn't know, he said, what? But he was confused, you know. So, because he was really innocent Fletcher at that time, you know. So he said, take one of the reeds out.
I was one of the musicians who worked with Fletcher, and he didn't last for
us. So we're whispering, you know, in church, you got to whisper. He said, what do you mean? I said, the reed. He said, well, I gave him the reed. He said, well, look, I got to look at him once again. I said, well, that's fine, Bob. This is fine, great. So I gave him a big reed floral.
No.
I don't know who it was, because Louis done bought the piano, somebody else took that out with the piano.
Well, you know,
the
they wanted to play a band.
They don't cost
them
$100.
Well, did they play? Did they play?
Well, no. Yeah. I asked him. He was there. He was kicking up a fuss. And
who
I
was
said,
that?
I don't know the fellow. Little short fellow. I said, what do you got
you
that
You know
drum?
Who he's talking about?
Well, he said, well, we're going to meet with the
you
boys.
Talking about, you know Don. He knows Don. It wasn't Don.
Don Redmond, you mean?
What Don?
No. There was a fellow there with a drum. He was a drummer.
Oh, you know who he's talking about? The brother that killed Jim Europe. His brother. Big drum.
I didn't
see him. He was there.
Steve. So I said to him, what's his
drum? You mean the guy that talks fast?
Yeah, that's Steve.
Yeah.
Charles. He's a brother killed you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I said, well, what's this drum here for? He said, well, we're going to play. I said,
that's right, there's drums,
I said, you mean to say you're going to play here in church? He says, yes. He says, well, we're getting all the boys down here.
They were supposed to have a band. It was all messed up.
So after when I came out, I saw him standing with the drum. I said, well, what's the matter? Why didn't you play it? Because the boys didn't turn up.
That's right. And nothing happened. See, the funeral was conducted wrong.
It must have been. I mean, for everything to go wrong.
Steve was having his drum because he was supposed to play I forget the song, a biblical number, of course, you know. Well, it's a biblical number. Steve was there with a drum. Nobody ever showed up. A few musicians there, but they weren't informed of what was going to happen.
Be careful, you know.
Do you understand? So that's why you're speaking as you are speaking now, that you saw Steve with a drum when he was supposed to come there to meet some of the colleagues to play this certain tune, which was a biblical tune, and nothing happened. Louis was all messed up. The man should have had a better funeral than he did have, considering, you know. Of course, we know that he'd been out of the limelight a long while, but regardless of that, it was planned, but it didn't happen.
Yes.
Dickie Wells, the trumpet player? Not Dickie Wells. Yeah, his name's Wells. You know Wells?
Trombone player.
Trombone player,
yeah,
I mean.
Dickie Wells.
Yeah, his name's Dickie. Yeah, Dickie. So Dickie planned all that for the music and everything.
Did nobody play nothing at all?
Did
nobody play nothing at all?
Play nothing.
Well,
show
no.
up.
They only
sang
Going Home from the Dvorak's New World Symphony.
Mm. Who did?
A fellow right upstairs there in the choir. There's an organ. And then there was a girl that sang.
Yeah, well, that wasn't with the band.
Spiritual.
Though.
No, nothing with the band.
Nothing with
only
the band.
Only two numbers.
Well, we were speaking of the band.
Yeah, and then they had somebody come along, one of his classmates in the Atlanta University, and they were going to devote some part.
Weren't you there when the fellow spoke about his, the fellow from his university?
They're going to devote some part of the building.
Some part of the building, dedicated to Fletch. No, he wasn't there then. You weren't there then.
What do you mean, at the university where Fletch went?
Some fellow who was representing the university from which he was graduated, you understand?
Oh, yeah.
And that they were going to dedicate to his, what he had done as a musician to the university. Now, you weren't there then?
No.
No, see, Lou was still late then. Lou hadn't gotten there yet. Which was
I'm
nice.
Going to get there.
Hey, look, open it here.
Is it open?
Wait a
minute,
is
that
so?
You
got it? Is that
Pop?
3 years.
Pop? Yeah, I heard that.
1 2 minutes.
Did I
say it's reached that point?
I didn't see you
at the
funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I wasn't knowing you.
No, that's why, but I remember you. I was there with my movie camera.
Well, you saw me, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw you, all right.
And he came late.
But
know.
What happened to Benny Goodman? He read those cables. So then I didn't see him anymore.
He didn't read. Listen, that was bad.
Oh, that was terrible.
He said, "I'm only going to read a few."
I was sick of that.
It was bad, boy. Look, the man's body. He doesn't have to go to the graveyard. He's only going
to
be shipped. They had all the time there was.
Yeah, I thought they rushed that funeral.
They rushed the funeral.
They didn't. They didn't stay there hour.
That's right.
Everybody was in a hurry.
The rest
Joe Glazer came.
Yeah, Joe.
He didn't stay.
You want to sit down?
No, Joe did. He stayed till the last. Joe came back.
He wasn't there when
I spoke to me. He went out. See, you came very late then. Because Joe went out and he saw me and he bowed his head. I said, bye-bye, my head. And respected. So I know you came late then. Joe was there.
He didn't even read those
cases. He read. He said, well, he made an apology. He said, I'm only going to read a few. There are so many here that I won't read. But he read Joe's, Louis. He didn't read it. See, they don't read what is in there. He read the first four, something like that.
Oh, is that all?
Read the first four, say, here's cablegram from so-and-so, so-and-so, Louis Armstrong. Now, what is this? Why skip you? If you're going to read anybody's telegram, you know.
Yeah.
The saying in
well,
the
well, he seemed bored, very bored. He started saying,
Benny's not talking anyway. Benny can't talk anyway.
Well, you know, I was taking a few shots, and I asked a few people, even Louis. Excuse me, I'm taking a shot.
He played. He
just like anybody else. And Benny, he just turned around so grouchy.
Yeah.
I got sick of it. I just dropped him.
No, he just think.
He didn't even mention Don. The telegram was
said. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He did mention Count Basie.
You know, in his later years, he got to realize generations are passing over him.
Yeah.
He, when John Hammond was telling me, he said...
Hammond was there, yeah, sitting beside
John him. Hammond was telling me, say, well, Louis, that Trummer Young now, and you know, we're supposed to make a tour together. Trummer Young, can he play good? Hammond said, are you kidding?
Why, he plays trombone as well as he plays the clarinet. The band's been spoiling all his life. Isn't that something? And he got all of this. Commencing me the time we was rehearsing that Swing of the Dream.
Mm-hmm. He said, well, how are you on lines there? You know, they ain't like moving pictures. I said, what didn't make you? Let's study both of them and memorize them. I said, well, I didn't come here to talk about no damn lines. I said, I'm supposed to do a broadcast with you now. Do I or shall I cut out? Ben, you don't do me no damn favors.
Ben is a very
just nasty.
Didn't you do a broadcast with him?
Yeah, that's the one I was talking
that?
About.
When was that?
When we was doing Swing of the Dream, I mean. Oh. You know, he look at you like he...
That's when we came back from Paris, wasn't it?
May I say
that? I don't know. I didn't even try to remember when
will
it
you
was.
Listen to this? When I saw Benny Goodman and Hammond, John Hammond walked out.
Yeah, I thought it was a Jewish ritual.
They're not supposed to
I don't
do
care, but I would play with the sound of a bitch.
Pop, will you listen to me, what I'm saying there? I thought when Benny Goodman and John Hammond walked out, see, they walked out, when the minister announced that, you know, Jews are bodies. You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
And you saw them walk out, didn't you?
That's right.
Okay, so now when they walked out, I do not know anything about the Jewish religion. So I said, well, maybe that's the ritual of the Jewish people, that they are not supposed to do a body, so they walk out. So later on, when I saw Joe Glazer came out and looked at the body, I said, well, what is this? That came to me. Joe looked at the body and came by, and he saw me sitting there, and he bowed his head, and I bowed my head to him. Mm-hmm. You know, you still weren't there, because you didn't see Joe, did you?
No.
See, he wasn't there then. He came by. So
glad I missed him.
So then, now my mind was thinking. You understand what I mean? I said, well, no, it's not a ritual. It's not a Jewish religion that they're not supposed to refuse
no,
a body. You know? So they walked out.
He wanted to get rid of it.
He wanted to get rid of it. Look, Louis, he had telegrams like that. So he copperplay. So I have a lot of telegrams here. And
well, you couldn't expect the man to read all of them.
He said, but I can't read all of them. No. But I'm not sure. It should have been planned. You know what he could have done? He read them. Here's a fellow hand to him. Another fellow receive them. Two other fellows. Read them. If you're a fast reader. You know,
I'm going home sleeping now.
I could have taken
I'm going home sleeping.
And read
yeah.
them.
I'm tired. What's up to
read them all right down. Night. You're a fast reader. You're a good fellow, you're a fast reader. You know what I'm
well, he could have just...
We could lose.
He could have get home and everything.
He mentioned a few names. But why didn't he do the arm throw?
Put the feet around there.
He said,
well,
what
do tell you?
Buster Bailey.
Gorham.
Buster Bailey. Yes,
we stayed at
the
opposite
of
Wellington.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Farmers.
Yeah, opposite New York Center.
You have
the, you
who,
know, theater.
And you will be a couple of
weeks. With him?
Oh, yes, we do. I'm not good to the West Coast for
you know
something.
I am not.
But I will be from the city where you are.
You not
yes,
you
can.
You're not far from here. Perhaps one will come in here. You are.
Well, maybe you can run up here, but about 4 hours and a half ride on the tram.
Where is that in
Providence, Rhode Island.
How long will it be there?
That's about 40 minutes before you get to Boston.
How long will it be that week?
A week.
More, 2 weeks.
No, if you're going to be here 2 weeks, catch up in Philadelphia. That's
yeah, that's better.
Close.
I never seen Philadelphia either.
That's about 90 minutes.
Would that be about the same guys as in Stockholm have along then?
Yeah, you know, about the same distance. Well, I'm going to play the second concert.
Yeah, I know that.
Something like that.
Is that so?
Philadelphia will be closer. Yeah, I'll drop you there and let you know.
Yeah, that's good. And we keep in touch with you, you know, and we call her and they will say, where's Louis and when he's coming home and so on.
Yeah.
But then he will come back.
Yeah, but I'll write you and let you know about Philadelphia because
it would
be nice.
The music and the
action are college. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah,
I will make a story about you. It'll be fun.
Yeah, then
we'll
go somewhere and have a little Chinese
How long is the train to Philadelphia?
The station is right there.
How long does it take to go to
Philadelphia?
35, at least. I said 35. Yeah. You got it, 35.
30 minutes.
North Philadelphia. That's North Philadelphia. From New York to North Philadelphia.
From here to Philadelphia.
I'll say an hour, an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. Nah, that's wonderful.
Well, what I said.
When are you going to be in Philadelphia?
In a week, about 10 days.
Well, we got the next. You're going to be here 2 weeks. Yes. So that'll be just fine.
40 minutes. 9:40 to Broad Street.
Come and sit, get right on the train, come right back.
One, you all want to get a room of a night and stay there.
Oh, you can do that too, but it's up to you.
And you get a train every hour.
We plan right in the hotel. The job of plan is right in the hotel.
What are you going to do other
night? Are
you going to make a new record and now? No.
Oh, no, no. I'm going away tomorrow and I'll be away for about 4 weeks.
Did you find any new melodies in Europe that you're going to use?
Well, yeah, I found a couple of good ones in China.
You did, huh?
Outside of
The drop of song.
Yeah, I found.
You found some good there.
I got to find it. It's a beautiful foxtrot.
No, we came with the subway. We got off at 100th.
And this lady here, Miss Freeland, and she wrote my song.
Yeah, I don't get her name.
Miss Freeland.
Freeland.
Go by this. She's, you know. All right, Dan, another.
Thank you.
I'm gonna drop you.
Yeah,
do that.
Take it easy. It's nice to see you in good shape back again. Everything is fine.
And
you look relaxed and have a wonderful year.
Okay, Dan.
Freelancers.
You all had a good time now.
Freelancers.
Freelancers, yeah. Bye, freelancer. Freelander, that is.
Oh, you're leaving?
Sit. A great time,
Slim Thompson, name.
It's Slim Thompson, that's nice.
You're Slim?
And you're Thompson.
Hi, Slim.
So I shall say this to you. I'm an actor in the comedian, primarily.
Yeah, it's funny,
I know in Europe too, you know. They're funny people.
I can still produce pathos.
I bet
throw pathos.
I bet you like.
How about pathos?
A good comedian can do that.
You know that.
I hope you stay at these. It will be very nice and you enjoy yourself. And every year too.
Yeah, he's happy, boy.
I'll read some of your columns.
I sometimes get some people like me in France, they have some melodies. The only thing is to be changing the words, because of course French words you can't sing here. If you're at any time interested, I'll bring the music to you and you can do what you want with it.
Well, I've tried, but I got guys can put lyrics in.
Yeah.
I got a lot of guys.
This is jazz.
All that's fine stuff, Slim.
Oh, yeah, isn't it great? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me be reading about you in France.
This is the one with Pop. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you didn't bring your camera, did you?
No, I sent Matt the film to be developed.
This is one of your best characters.
This
is one of his best character pictures.
Yeah, well, that's
best character.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's Pop.
Yeah,
sure. All right.
That's great. You know something, I haven't done something funny, fella. I'm going to give you one of my character pictures to cut it out. I got a character picture where I'm
all right.
And
all right,
you're popular.
Oh,
yeah,
that's my man.
Yes, I'm young.
Is this in Honolulu over there?
No.
Oh,
yeah, that's
over
down there.
That's it.
All that interview. He looked,
the play too.
He looked after me. He looked after me.
He looked after you, Papa. Yes. You didn't come to talk about it.
Around the
86th Street. Yeah. And you
know what we thought? Yeah,
somebody else.
She took the God.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said to me at night, I have to work like hell because the boy is sick.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, there you are. Now I know you.
Did he bring
you? Yeah,
three, and you're right.
Oh, three, five,
probably
five.
The man is
sick.
Don't
bring on. You got drink? You got drink?
Yeah, but I live here. I'm
the man. Yeah, I know. Oh, that's good.
Where are you
at? Yeah, put him over there. That's fine.
Jean left Paris before he grew up, man.
I guess she was just coming into the music game. He's been in since the last war.
Well, he had a gymnasium around Beaumont.
I used to go there and take exercise, and he had a Russian instructor there. He was just learning how to count. And he'd get up to 13, 14, 15, and he'd get to 15. I'd be so weak. Is she all right?
Gary, what about the
saying that?
What's your return date? After the 3 weeks.
Oh, when I come back? I don't know. Good night, folks.
Good night,
y'all.
No, we have to go down. We have to work.
Everybody has to work.
Yeah, well, it's making 7 home. You know your schedules, you know?
Yeah.
I got guests at 12 o'clock today in the morning. I'll be there.
You've got quite a schedule ahead of you now.
Yeah, but I'll be there, Daddy. You'll be on that. If Fred's going to New York, you know, I'll take that people right where you're going. You'll be there. Up to it.
We're neighbors.
Put on, yes. I want to hear some.